Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
Well, it's time for you to start sourcing your Christmas presents for the loved ones in your life. And if it is booze, that is their thing, and they are sort of very fussy about their alcohol, why not consider the freshly launched Umotsi Crafted Gin? Umotsi Gin is distilled in South Africa and features botanicals from 12 African countries, including mangoes from Malawi, ginger from Ethiopia, black pepper from Nigeria, and of course, cardamom from Ghana. So unlike most gins, which are sort of your grain-based gins, Umotsi is gin is actually distilled based from sugarcane, which is shredded and then pressed to obtain the liquid from it. Where did the idea come from, and why the craft gin is in such a competitive market these days? We chat to the founder of Umotsi Gin, Dave Mountain. Dave, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning to you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
This is a great conversation for a Friday morning, getting ready for the weekend, hey?
100%, 100%. Exactly the type of morning you want a drink of gin, right?
Dave, tell us, what was the inspiration and the meaning behind Umotsi?
So Umotsi is from Chichewa, it's a Malawian language, and it means unity. It means togetherness as one. And we really wanted to create a product that is proudly African, that's born in Africa, but is savored everywhere. And that's the idea behind Umotsi. It is taking all the best parts from different areas across Africa, different countries across Africa, different cultures across Africa, and bringing them into one outstanding product that's luxury, that's high-end, and that is Umotsi Gin.
Why sugarcane alcohol? Why not the grain-based, as normal gins would be distilled from? Is there a striking difference?
For me, yeah, I think sugarcane gin is delicious. I think it's just got a certain way on your palate. To be honest, I'm from Europe, I'm from the UK, and we don't see sugarcane products, a lot of sugarcane gins at all. And I always thought that was very, very unique. That's why I wanted to bring a sugarcane gin to the market. I think it's a little bit sweeter, and it's a little bit more full on your palate. So for me, it's something super unique. I think it's something we want to get to the market.
Why craft your own African gin? And when I had a look at your website, for instance, umotsi.co.za, on the right-hand side of the page are listed a number of African countries, and the question says, where are you from? And I thought that was such a fantastic sort of introduction to say, this is an African gin made in South Africa, but where in Africa do you find yourself? And we'll send you a bottle, or you can buy a bottle from us.
For sure. I'm a UK guy, right? I moved to London in my 20s, and a lot of my friends in London are of African heritage. I learned a lot about different cultures from across Africa as part of that, right? I can cook jollof rice. I love music from all the different areas across Africa, and that's really where my passion, my love for the continent started. And I was fortunate that I got to go live in Malawi. I got to go set up a business, a supermarket business, for a whole year of my life. And honestly, I absolutely fell in love with Malawi. I traveled to South Africa a lot. I traveled to Ethiopia, to Ghana, to Tanzania. And honestly, everywhere I went, I was just in love. I wanted to create my own thing, right? I looked at exporting different products from Malawi. I came across a product called Malawi Gin. I looked at exporting that for a while. And the managers of that company, didn't want it. So in the end, I couldn't end up exporting that product. And I thought to myself, how hard can it be to create a gin, right? And I wanted to do something better. I wanted to create an amazing gin that tasted delicious, that looked sexy, that looked luxurious, and had a touch of all different cultures from across Africa. I thought that's something that be really well received globally, and that's our ambitions for the brand. And that's where we are today. So that was my dream 2 years ago, and today we're available in South Africa on takealot.com. We're available in the UK. We have an event in Ghana, and we'll be launching and distributing there in January, and the same in Malawi. So we're in four countries, and we've been launched for about 3 months.
Tell us a bit more about the distillery and distillation process, and what is actually behind that concept of botanical, because these days I think, you know, the infused gins are probably the most popular ones out there. And how do you actually source your 12 different ingredients? I mean, you source from Egypt, you source from Ghana, you source from all over, and what is the process that actually goes into distilling this particular gin?
Yeah, makes sense. So we use copper stills. We use the highest quality sugarcane ethanol that we found on the continent. That's from Eswatini. And that makes the base of the products. We've then got another 11 ingredients from 11 different countries across Africa, including Eswatini. It's really a very complex gin. Probably makes it quite expensive, to be honest, to produce the gin, because we have so many different ingredients that go into the base of the product. And I think that's what makes it so exciting, so interesting. This product was born in Malawi, and we really wanted the star of the show, the key ingredient, the mango, to be present and, really make the flavor of that product, right? I don't think there's many gins in South Africa or across the globe that actually have mango as a core ingredient. So for me, that's something that's a little bit unique, and it touches to the heart of the story of the product. We have a lot of citrus fruits from across South Africa. And I've always been inspired by the fresh markets in South Africa. They're huge. I remember going to a few in Joburg in the mornings. And citrus here, for me, is amazing. The lemons are massive. They're so fresh. So I really wanted a lot of citrus to be in the product and give it that fresh feel. And then, look, we wanted to source as many different ingredients from across the continent as we could. And we've got a lot of spices. We've got 3 different types of cardamom from across the continent, which makes it a bit more complex, gives you that heat and makes you know you're drinking alcohol, right? At the end, where you can feel the spice in your palate. And yeah, we make a lot of efforts to understand where we're sourcing those ingredients from. A lot of them come from smallhold farmers, the mangoes particularly. That's a big export from Malawi, and it's one of the success stories in Malawi recently. A lot of their exports are tobacco traditionally, and the mango has been something that's really boosted their economy and created forex reserves. And then we've got black pepper, which comes from huge farms in Nigeria. So there's a lot of different ingredients from a lot of different suppliers. Even if we look into the people that create the marketing behind our brands, right? We've got guys in Ghana, we've got people who design the products also in Ghana, our teams in Malawi, and our teams in South Africa. So even going past the ingredients, we do our best to source as much as we can from different cultures across the country, the continent.
Chatting this morning to Dave Mountain. He's the founder of Umotsi Gin, and you can find their details at umotsi.co.za. The nice thing about when we were looking, I was looking at the site with the breakfast team this morning, is that you also have a couple of recipes on a couple of mixes, if you want to call it that, on your site. And I must say, whoever did your site did a brilliant job, and kudos to them. How do you serve your gin, or rather, what is your best way of drinking your own gin?
For me, there's 2 ways, right? I think there's a lot of things you can do with this product, but there's 2 simple ways, right? Gin and tonic is the classic. I think it goes really well with a slice of grapefruit. If you like it spicy, right, get a little bit of chili there as well, but I know that's not for everyone. The grapefruit with its citrus base really brings out the best parts of the product, and that's an easy way to do it. We also like to do a Malawi Collins, which brings out the mango part of the gin, right? So we create like a mango syrup. I mean, if you go to a store, right, you can pick up like the mango juices from the aisles, and that's a simple way of doing this with some sugar syrup and maybe like with a dried mango garnish and topped up with a little bit of soda water. For me, that's the perfect way to have it on a hot day in your garden or in a bar, right?
Yeah. Tell me very quickly, and we're chatting this morning to Dave Mountain, who's the founder at Umotsi Gin. What inspired the design of that gold and black bottle? Because, I mean, it's an amazing design.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's so sexy. honestly, like I say, this product is all about empowering Africa. And I took a lot of time to try and find the perfect designer on the continent. I looked in South Africa, I looked in Malawi, I looked in Tanzania, I looked in Nigeria, I looked in Kenya. And honestly, it's maybe one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, finding the perfect designer to make this brand really stand out. And I think we did it, right? It looks amazing. The packaging is outstanding. I found a guy through my network called Desmond Wyatty. He's an outstanding entrepreneur, an outstanding graphic designer based in Ghana. And he just came up with this concept that is stunning. And I'm glad you think the same, right?
It's certainly amazing. And the website itself is very interactive, very sexy, very, very upmarket, very snazzy. Where does one buy the gin? Where is it available, and what's the cost of a bottle? Do you have an online shop?
For sure. So the gin is available on takealot.com. It's available at 500 Rand delivered. You can also buy the product on modzygin.co.za. Those are the two areas where it's retailed at the moment, takealot.com, modzygin.co.za. We are looking to get into Woolworths and Macro. We're pitching to these suppliers at the moment to be present in those higher-end stores as well.
Chatting this morning to Dave Mountain, founder of Umotsi Gin. You can find their details at umotsi.co.za. Thanks for the chat this morning. Bringing us to 10:30, and it's time for the latest Eyewitness News.